Good morning, welcome to episode number 27 of Sarah Very Little, and we've just had a beautiful weekend here in Australia. The sun was out just a little bit. It's coming up this summer and I'm so excited because I love summer. And can you see, I am so pumped because today is going to be a great day. It's Monday, folks, and I'm just chilling, doing some work, taking it slow. And that's what this episode is all about, because I share about slow pleasure, I share about sex and self-love and all things delicious. But you know what, I really am wanting to share a little bit more about slow business, because this little tiny thing has been a big thing for me. It's changed my life incredibly, and you know what, I couldn't have made it so far in such a short time, because let's face it, like, the last year has been crazy. Last year I got really, really sick with breast and blood illness, and it just turned things around for me, and it made me see business differently. And I've been in business for over 15 years, because before I was a coach, I had other businesses. So here's the thing. Everybody is doing the whole hustle, work hard, long hours, stress, and I just don't deal well with stress. I'm like type A, like it affects me so much. So here's tip number one, don't set timelines. On the weekend, I was just like planning, mapping out a launch for my new course, Pleasurizing, which I don't know when it's gonna launch because I'm not setting timelines. But I was like, I said it all out. I even put in the timelines, because I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this properly. I'm going to do this by the book. I'm going to do this how people do this. And then I remembered about the past and other launches I've done in the past, and they just didn't feel good. They felt fucking awful. Like, they were a lot of work. They were stressful. And despite them being really fun at the same time, the stress was just too much for me. It affected my like family life, it affected my pleasure. And so after I finished doing this launch plan, I just felt ick. I just looked at it and I was like, ick. Like, this whole ick ran over my body. And what was ick about it for me was the time frames. I love launching, I love this course, I cannot wait to share it. But the thing that was like gross was the time frames. So you know what? I woke up the next day after I'd done the launch and I just said, it's the time frames. The time frames have to go. And so I'm gonna work away at this launch without any expectation on when it's all gonna happen perfectly. Because sometimes we need to let things go. We need to let go of when it's gonna happen and just let it happen when it does. So tip number one to creating a slow business is take out the time frames. Zero, is my cat in there? Zero time frames. She's gone crazy. Nah, she's lovely, she's so cute. And I'm gonna have to introduce her, because there's our little thing for my jacket, because she is really cute and I'm wanting to get more personal on my Instagram, so you'll probably see me showing up more these days personally instead of sharing more tips, because I want you to know me and I want you to get to know me and I want to like get to know you, and so I gotta show up more personally. Tip number two. Now this one I feel like is a big one, and it's one of the things that you have to learn to do. It's focus on just 20% of the things that you're focusing on that give you 80% of the rewards. Now, as you'll know, there are some things that, there's my cat, she's walking over my clean bed. There are some things that give you rewards and there are some things that don't. So try and focus on the things that give you the rewards and cut back and minimize your schedule. The things that give you the rewards will vary from business to business, but include it in the things that give you rewards, the 80% of the rewards, like financially, and they grow your list. And I'm just being aware that she's in the room walking on my clean bed. Type A personality. No, just kidding. Just a little bit. Just getting into it a little bit. Anyway, so also in the 20% is included the things that excite you the most. Because the things that excite you, you'll hear me say, it's a 20 bill, are your purpose. The things that excite you are your purpose. So included in the 20% are the things that excite you. Because the things that excite you are the things that are also going to give you the rewards, maybe not immediately, but maybe in the future. So, example, my YouTube channel. I love filming videos, however, I don't get much in the way of rewards. But I feel that, because I'm so passionate about it, that they will eventually lead to me connecting with more people. And they have started to do that. So, tip number two is focus on the 20% of the things that give you the 80% of rewards. And tip number three is infuse pleasure throughout your every day. What I mean by this, one of my favorite things to do on Monday is take a bath first thing in the morning. So I start my day with a bath. Some of the other things I like to do during my work days are self-pleasure. So midway through, I'll take a break, I'll have lunch, I'll relax, and I'll do like a pleasure session with myself. Or something along those lines. So infuse pleasure into your workday. Seriously, I create the best stuff after I've just had an orgasm. So infuse pleasure into your everyday business life, and yes, your business will take off. Because you know, when you're in a really pleasure-based state, the things that you create versus when you're not. So that's today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Please like it and come on over. Say hi to me on my latest post on Instagram at Sarah Marie Little as well. I hope you join me for my amazing new things emerging. So come on over, click the link in the comments and join my newsletter list, and you'll see all the amazing things that are going to be happening in the coming weeks, including free webinars, free quizzes, free like little workbooks and PDFs and things. So they are all yours, but you're gonna join my list. So come on over and do that. Thank you so much for watching. I love you all. I'll see you tomorrow with another episode number 28. Bye bye.